Hey, howdy and happy day of the world. Every day, right things are done and wrong things are done. And that'd be the Democrats, the liberals. They continue to be themselves every minute of every day. And it's always kind of amusing to me to watch what happens when they kind of get unamused in different things. Wow, where am I going with that? Really nowhere? Just to tell you what you already know. The left is crazy. Right is good. Let's look at Amazon. They just recently posted a whole bunch of posters. A photo and a short story, I think, with every James Bond person. I went to the first James Bond movie way back when with Sean Connery. In any event, they took pictures of them and they're all kind of standing in different poses. And they used to stand with a gun, with their pistol, with a firearm. And now they stand with their finger. Who knew? So Amazon somehow took it upon themselves to remove all of the guns. I know over in England, there's statues of Winston Churchill. People have come up and actually taken the cigar out of his hand. Really? I mean, history is history. You must judge a person by the backdrop of their time. And leave us alone, all you left-wing, wokey people, wokey-walkie, blah, blah. I think you get it. It's not very nice. Now, let's swing over to Canada. We have a brand new agency. It's called, this is a mouthful, the Defense Investment Agency. Not so bad, I guess. It's a new Canadian government agency established to streamline and accelerate the procurement of equipment for the Canadian military, the armed forces, right? Its goal is to improve efficiency in defense spending. Have you got that? New department, which of course means bosses and underlings and people and telephones and all kinds of costs and bills and bureaucracy. So anyway, all of that's now in Canada. But you got to be efficient with your spending, okay? So the Prime Minister Carney, he has a friend, and his name is Douglas Guzman. He's a banker. So he hired him to run it. What does he know about that? He's now become the highest paid political appointee in the nation, in Canada. Woo! Here's his pay, his paycheck, $679,100. $679,000. Oh, and $100. For a new agency to reduce spending. How does this happen? Liberalism, that's how it happens. Carney, wow, he's gonna destroy. I always think of that photo I saw of Trudeau handing the keys to a burning car behind him to Carney, and he said, finish it. And Carney really is finishing it. Here's a brand new department, fix all of this, and with benefits and other things, I would speculate that it's $1 million a year. A banker. Canada's falling apart. Hey, not nice. Now, you know what? The Prime Minister Carney Liberal government, they're anti-Canadian, anti-civilization, because they want to change everything. And you know, they threaten the rule of law. There's limits on, you know, province power, provincial power. Their freedom of expression is gone. Freedom of inquiry, respect for human dignity, all of those things are gone now. And the principles of prosperity and, I don't know, property, ownership, it's all under attack. Canada, there's gag orders everywhere, and good thing my server ain't in Canada. Hey, I get muzzled as it is, as so many other people do as well. It's not nice. Capitalism, free enterprise, the word free is such a strong word. And these politicians, he's a UN kind of hugger, and they don't know the word freedom, except unless it applies to them, of course. Now, let's swing over to Chicago and the U.S. of A. Chicago's like so many Democrat cities, Democrat administrations, they've screwed it up. Apparently, there's over 100,000 gang members. I don't know how you get that number. The FBI chief got that number, 110,000, 1, 2, 3, whatever. But there's in excess of 100,000 this year. And it just turned October. This year, so far, there's been over 1,200 shootings and 360 homicides. 360. All kinds of woundings and different things, but 360. And Trump says, I'm going to help. We're going to clean this up. And the Democrat administration, people, mayor, et cetera, say, no, we don't want your help. We don't need your help. We're going to sue you if you come here. And other cities are acting the same. You're kidding me, right? What is wrong with these people? How can you dig down and really find out what is wrong? I mean, come on already. People are dying. People are getting hurt. Get help. What's wrong with getting help? Now, if it was Joe Biden in power or that Harris lady, I'm sure they would say thank you. But anything Trump does, they're against. That's kind of the difference between right and left. You know, they're against everything that we do. And my thing with being right, I've been asked numerous times, what's the difference? And I say, well, you know what? I don't agree with anything you say. But I'll always defend your right to say it. You and the other side, you being a liberal, you're against everything I say, and I don't have the right to say it. That's the difference between us. I wandered there a little bit, but just trying to give another point. Now, California, last thing here of the day. This is interesting. A county in California, each county operates differently, of course, than the other counties. This one says we're bringing back a mask mandate for COVID. It's the flu season. They said that word flu, but then they jump over to COVID. So you have to wear a mask. Duh. And that's in direct, of course, you know, contradiction to what the Department of Health and Human Services says. But they're in charge, so you have to wear a mask now. But then they come out and say, hold it, we have some exemptions. We have exemptions. Okay, if you have a diagnosed medical condition or mental health condition, well, that means all the Democrats now don't have to wear a mask. That's interesting. Or if you have a disability, you don't have to wear a mask. Now, this is a good one. Hearing impaired people who must see other people's mouths to communicate are also exempt. Okay. So, I can't hear well, I don't have to wear a mask, but how can I watch other people's mouths when they wear masks? Duh. Ah, y'all come back. See ya.